We are glad to have you here this morning. I'm going to start with a couple of brief readings. The first one is from Proverbs, and I'm going to be reading from chapter 18, verses 2 through 4, and then verse 15. Hear now these words. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing their opinion. When wickedness comes, contempt comes also, and with dishonor comes disgrace. The words of a person's mouth are deep waters. The foundation of wisdom is a bubbling brook. An intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. May we add blessing and understanding to the reading of these words. I also want to share a quote with you from Zoe Wiel. She is a pioneer in the field of humane education, and she's also the co-founder and president of the International Institute for Humane Education. She has this to say. In order to align your life choices with your values, you will need to inquire about the effects of your actions and inactions on yourself and on others. Although we are always stumbling anew upon knowledge that shifts our choices and life direction, bringing conscious inquiry to life means that we continually ask questions that lead us to the information we need to make thoughtful decisions. Asking questions is liberating because we develop great understanding and discover more choices with our new knowledge.
This song by Supertramp, classic. which hit all kinds of the top of many charts. In Canada, in 1979, it was the number one song for the entire year. Paul McCartney was asked, what was his favorite song of the year 1979? And he said it was this song. You probably heard this song if you were around in the 1980s and listened to Top 40 radio, and it's still on the radio every once in a while. I've heard it a million times. I never really paid attention to the words. However, this song is really talks about what we're talking about today. On one of the websites where they're talking about song meaning, somebody wrote a comment and said, for me, it's the way society prefers to create non-thinking robots than facing the age-old philosophical and spiritual questions that have been asked since time began. For the writer of this song, Roger Hodgson, this is what he wrote for Rock and Roll magazine. It was around early 1978 that the Logical Song, it's called the Logical Song, started coming together. The band was in Los Angeles, and they were about to begin recording the Breakfast in America album. When Hodgson sat down alone at his Wurlitzer electric piano and began playing around with a chord progression he was toying with for a few months, and he said this, right away, I knew what I wanted to say. The song was born out of my questions about what really mattered in life. Throughout childhood, we're taught how to behave. Yet we're very rarely told anything about the deeper purpose of life. We go on from the innocence and wonder of childhood to the confusion of adolescence, and that often ends up in disillusionment in adulthood. Many of us spend our lives trying to get back to that innocence. He, along with Pink Floyd, and this is also considered a scathing criticism of British education system. So tolerate this classic rock song.
When I was young, I think that life is so wonderful, a miracle, beautiful, magical, and all the birds in the tree, oh, they were singing so happily, oh, joyfully, watching me. But then they sent me away to teach me how to be.
Spiritual growth through questioning. I'm guessing that most of you will not be surprised to hear me say this, but sadly, there are folks in a whole lot of churches across the United States that would be. However, the fact is that churches have done a lot of damage to lots of lives for a long time. The list of damages is actually long. Slavery, the Holocaust, segregation, subjugation of women, apartheid, Spanish Inquisition, racism, domestic violence, all sorts of damage and atrocities have been done in the name of the church. I think, though, one of the more quietly damaging things the institutionalized church has done over the years, and one that doesn't get talked about enough, is to teach us that asking questions is bad. As a matter of fact, many of the damaging things that I just named are due, in part, to people not having enough questions about it. As a matter of fact, the institutionalized church has a long history of telling us not to ask too many questions. We are told to trust in the traditional translations. We are told to learn and repeat the confessions. Even if we don't agree with what they are saying, doing otherwise, we are told, is dangerous. Doing otherwise shows a lack of faith. Or so we are told. It's actually one of the reasons I now try to sort of minimize my use of the word faith. You see, colloquially, it has practically become the near equivalent of blind belief. And blind belief, that's just churchy language for don't think, let the minister do it for you. I've got no use for that. That kind of thinking, or should I say lack of thinking, leads to gullibility and a spirituality that of a spiritually shallow life. It has nothing substantial to stand on, and honestly, it falls down time and time again when it's put up to the challenges of life and what spirituality looks like, particularly during life's more difficult times. It cannot sustain you, and it certainly cannot grow you spiritually. It just leaves you stuck in the quagmire that someone else created in order to control you and your perspective. Or as St. Thomas of Aquinas said, clearly, the person who accepts the church as an infallible guide will believe whatever the church teaches. Now, personally, I prefer the old Chinese proverb that says, he who asks a question is considered a fool for 5 minutes. He who does not ask the question is considered a fool for a lifetime. We should want to ask questions, to grow in our spirituality. We should be innovative in our thinking rather than simply traditional. And that's not to say we should ignore the traditional thinking. Frequently, it is an excellent place to start. But we should not get stuck in a space and in a place that used antiquated thinking, antiquated information, and antiquated tools to arrive at its conclusions. To grow, we must be more innovative. To be innovative, we must ask questions. That's what helps us develop in and advance our spirituality. I've actually mentioned before that it is interesting to consider that the one group who probably shares with the world's leading innovators a willingness to question everything is children. They learn through asking questions. Frankly, it's the simplest and most effective way of learning. Author Warren Berger, in his book, A More Beautiful Question, says that from their ages of 2 to 5, children ask 40,000 questions. And anyone who's had kids knows that's true. Unfortunately, though, for most of us, as we progress through school and grow into adulthood, the number of questions that we ask drops off dramatically. It would seem that the older we get, we somehow forget this oh-so-important lesson of our childhood of asking questions. And sometimes, sadly, it's even it's taught out of us. From standard school curriculum to the blind faith of institutionalized churches, we are typically encouraged to memorize and spit back someone else's knowledge rather than develop our own. We learn answers more frequently than we learn how to ask good questions. Interestingly, nowadays it's very easy to find answers. Nowadays, answers are practically a dime a dozen. I can get answers with the phone sitting over there. Here's the thing. Not asking good or even enough questions has a direct impact on the quality of the choices that we make. And not making good choices in our spiritual lives, that's not just unfortunate. It can impact the health with which we move through life with. Learning and practicing the art of asking questions, helps us gain deep insights, develop more innovative solutions, and arrive at better decision making. Spirituality attempts to help us understand who we are and what we are to be in this grand experiment that we call life. It attempts to lead us into being our best selves, to guide us in making the most positive impact we can in every moment of our lives, to play the best role we can in making lives better and creation better as well. It helps us recognize our universal connectedness, to capture glimpses of this thing that we call God. I don't know about you, but while that may sound kind of beautiful, inspiring, if I stop to think about it for a moment, it can seem pretty overwhelming. I mean, that is a massive undertaking. There is simply no way I can do all of that with what I know right now. which is where asking questions comes in. The brilliant thinkers of this world will tell you that much more frequently than starting with the known answers, it is asking the right questions, and frequently those are the simplest questions, it's that that almost always starts the process that leads to great breakthroughs and great growth. If we want real breakthroughs in our lives, professionally or spiritually, we need to learn to embrace some uncertainty if we hope for creative answers to emerge. I mean, isn't life itself one of the most amazing creative processes you have ever participated in? So, what if discovering and living out your purpose has much less to do with defining it and much more to do with letting it emerge slowly through questions? It seems to me that most natural creative processes actually do work that way. At least they work the best that way. Part of our job is to create a nurturing environment for it and to allow the divine mystery to express itself through it. Being rooted in questions acknowledges our ultimate inability to prove God. It opens us up to blooms of creativity, of spiritual insight and innovation. It frees us from the oppressive need to be right and opens us to the experience of just being. Not only that, but in knowing that we do not have all of the answers, it should also open us to the possibility that others may have perspectives that can help us, whether they come from a different belief tradition or no belief tradition at all. It should open us to the dialogues we may have otherwise avoided. Dialogues that may grow us in ways we could have never dreamt of. Might even open us up to the reality that no one way of growing is the right way to grow. That we are all growing in the same garden, in the same soil, nourished by the same earth, but growing in the best way we can. I'm going to conclude with something that Australian poet and novelist Rainier Maria Rilke once said. She says, "Be patient toward all that is unresolved in your heart. And try to love the questions themselves. Like locked rooms and like books that are now written in a very foreign tongue. Do not now seek the answers which cannot be given to you, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer."
And I was so bus I could stand the pun, but God gave me a steel guitar and a song. My daddy said, "My son, don't you get involved in politics, religion, other people's quotes.
shake the world in a moment. But what do I know?
Faith, but because of what we're taught in our early spiritual years, we are also sometimes worried to ask too many questions, to have it seem too much like we are uncertain. Maybe learn to hold on to a love that is so unquenchable, it is willing to ask questions of faith even in places others fear to tread. Let it serve as an example and a reminder of not only how we understand our faith, but how we put it into practice. When we see a world full of food and yet also full of starving people, may it lead us to ask the difficult questions and to insist on better solutions. When we see a world full of empty houses and yet also full of people living on the streets, may it lead us to ask the difficult questions and to insist on better solutions. And when we see a world full of sickness and yet full of medical solutions, may it lead us to ask the difficult questions and to insist on better solutions. May we never shy away from asking the important questions and holding loosely onto the things we believe we know. Amen. We see this blessing. May you walk in harmony with each other and with creation, recognizing that we are one. And may you know love and happiness throughout your life. And may your words and your actions share that love and happiness with all of those you meet.